Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. newscast presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor. First, the main points. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, left the nation's capital, Yaoundé, today en route to Beijing, China, where he will join other African leaders for the 9th Forum of China-Africa Cooperation. In our in-depth section today, we visit the back-to-school preparation in the CEMAC sub-region despite the rising levels of youth unemployment, the causes and possible solutions in this newscast. On to sports, Cameroon has emerged as the best men's bodybuilding team at the just-ended Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships in Manila in Philippines. Those were our lead stories. A full development in a moment. Stay tuned. On the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Paul Biya has left Cameroon to attend the 9th Forum on China-African Cooperation. Ahead of the start of the forum on September 4th, CRTV's special envoy to Beijing, Ashu Nienti, looks at the stakes of the forum and how ready Beijing is to host the delegations.
The city of Beijing is wearing its finest robes and has rolled out a red carpet and talking drums to welcome 54 African delegations to this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. Beijing, the heartbeat of China, has over the years resolutely transformed into a modern city, but which still maintains its traditional attractions that modernity has not succeeded in eroding. This forum has become a must rendezvous in international geopolitics and geostrategy every 3 years. The event will run from September 4 to 6. Visible signs of the gathering are present everywhere in Beijing, right from the capital international airport. Flags of African countries float proudly along both sides of the sprawling avenues. Even in the Beijing markets, the perfume of an African presence is massive. The 9th Forum on China-Africa Cooperation comes at a time when African economies are still distressed from the instability caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and an increase in African debt burden that has become worrisome. At the Cameroonian embassy, small dishes have been put into the beak to ensure a remarkable and honorable participation of Cameroon. President Paul Biya, in his increasingly felt status of Wise Man of Africa, is expected to be one of the star participants at the forum. It will be Paul Biya's 7th visit to China over his presidency, the last one being during an earlier forum in September 2018. Cameroon will, as always, be looking forward to making breakthroughs at the bilateral level, but the overall strategy will be to ensure that Africa plays as a bloc. This year, African countries are determined to change the narrative, not to allow the gathering to be shaped by a donor-recipient dynamic where China is in the driver's seat and African countries mostly come cap in hand. But have African countries attained that confidence and capability level? That is a question. Ashu Nienti Vensambolo on national assignment, Beijing, China.
In the meantime, First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya will arrive in Beijing, China with the President of the Republic. It will be the sixth visit of Mrs. Biya to the People's Republic of China, who strongly values contributions made by the spouse of the President to fight poverty in Cameroon and beyond. Ayim Bile reports from Beijing.
Long-standing and special is the relationship that does exist between the First Lady and the People's Republic of China, a country famous for its rich and ancient history, with a glorious and remarkable journey towards modernization, and which will be receiving for the sixth time a First Lady with an unparalleled heart. For in her role as the wife of the President of the Republic and as the founding president of the Chantal Biya Foundation, as well as her other humanitarian associations, Madame Chantal Biya has always made it a priority to help the poor, sick, and vulnerable. Uncountable actions touching and changing lives in Cameroon and beyond, which have earned the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, recognition at home and abroad, as well as admiration and support from partners and friends of Cameroon, among them the People's Republic of China. Accompanying the head of state to China, Mrs. Chantal Biya, who is thus dedicating her life to making her nation a better place, will be meeting with the wife of the Chinese president, Madame Peng Linyuan. She who shares Mrs. Biya's passion for improving the health of her people. For as recently as last year, she sent a medical team to the Children First Center, the orphanage of the Chantal Biya Foundation in Yaoundé, where they provided free medical consultations and treatment for the children. A medical team led by Dr. Gun Juan, whom the Chinese ambassador to Cameroon accompanied, bringing along cartons of medical and school supplies, but also words of appreciation topped with warm greetings which he conveyed to Mrs. Chantal Biya on behalf of Mrs. Ping. In effect, on several occasions, as he did last year in August and November, Wang Yingwu, who has on behalf of his government formalized cooperation ties with the Chantal Biya Foundation, reiterated as he donated more ICT tools, medical equipment and other supplies to the Secretary General, Dr. Habisu Bidung, China's commitment to stand by Cameroon's First Lady in Beijing with her husband, the President of the Republic. Madame Chantal Biya will thus be renewing and strengthening ties between the People's Republic of China and the Chantal Biya Foundation that is instrumental in her tireless fight against disease and poverty. Vincent Bolo, Ayi Mbile, CRTV News, Beijing.
In more news, the governor of the Northwest region has strongly urged youths in Bamenda One municipality and across the region to defy ongoing calls for school boycotts and return to classrooms as the new academic year begins on September 9, 2024. Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique made the appeal while presiding over the finals of the fifth edition of the Peace and Unity Tournament at the Bijung Community Field in Bamenda Nkwe, where Newtown FC clashed with Tangon FC. Jolenta Rose reports from Bamenda.
A trailing 90-minute match ended in a 1-1 draw with both goals netted in the first half. Ntagang FC finally emerged as the tournament's champions after a tense penalty shootout. Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique, who officiated the final of the holiday tournament, used the occasion to underscore the critical need for all schools in the region to resume classes on September 9th.
I'm appealing everybody to mobilize, like those who have shown their capacity today, to bring back those who are still reluctant to go back to school, those that are still in the bushes to come back and join the others to build back better this nation and this region.
The mayor of Bamenda One municipality, Mbiga Felix, seized the moment to distribute school supplies such as exercise books, bags and financial assistance to vulnerable youths, ensuring they are ready for the new academic year.
Football is a unifying factor that brings people together. We use this football to bring peace in this community. We have come here today again to encourage them that come September 9, they should all be in school.
The tournament concluded with a distribution of prizes totaling over 7 million francs CFA. CPDM elites, traditional leaders and community members vowed to ensure that all schools within the municipality would reopen as planned on September 9th. Jolenta Rosa Fanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Over in the South region, a five-day capacity-building seminar for the fifth wave of Nigerian primary school teachers recruited for the year 2023 has kicked off in Ebolova. Over 200 newly recruited teachers are attending the seminar, which is aimed at enhancing the pedagogic skills and knowledge so as to better impact their pupils. Student journalist on internship, Pauline Ambakwa, tells us more.
In a bid to strengthen their capacities, newly recruited basic education teachers have gathered for a comprehensive seminar. With keen attention, the new teachers absorbed every detail, eager to put their newfound knowledge into practice. This was under the guidance of the Regional Delegate of Basic Education for the South, Gilbert Bellinger.
You know that some of them has passed many years out of the pedagogical domain. So we need to train them to help them come back on the principle concerning pedagogy, administration, civic citizenship, education.
The training session, led by expert trainers, delved into a wide range of topics including innovative teaching methods, effective classroom management, and seamless integration of new technologies in education. Bernard Osubita, trainer.
During this seminar, our new colleague will be trained on the evolution of their career as a civil servant. We are going to also to train them on how to use curricula. For you to be a good teacher, you must master what you are supposed to give to your children.
This seminar marked a crucial step in preparing the next generation of educators, acknowledging the significant responsibility that rests on their shoulders in shaping young minds. Pauline Ambwakwe, reporting for Sierra TV in Ebolova.
More on education, 170 pupils being the first two of every class with brilliant results in the last academic year in some primary schools across Nkoze, a village in the Nyong and Fomo division, have received special prizes and didactic material from the Crowd Development Association to enable them have a hitch-free back to school. The donation ceremony, presided by the president of Crowd, Joseph Abanda, took place in the presence of the senior division officer for the Nyong and Fumu, as you tell us, Lekiate Gertrude Songazi.
It has become a tradition for the Crowd Development Association to promote education through the award of special prizes to the best two pupils of each class, as well as the overall best pupils. Joseph Abanda is Crowd's president.
We need sustainable development of our area. That is why we come here every year to support our young people. And we want to thank everyone who joined to us to provide these gifts.
This gesture has been highly appreciated by the SDO for the Nyong and Fumu Division, Francois Franklin Etapa, who seized the occasion to exhort other elites to emulate the example while encouraging the pupils and students to work harder this upcoming school year.
CRA is doing marvelous things, and I want to congratulate them to continue on that way to help youth, because school is the most important thing. Tomorrow they should become good people and able to do the same thing to the members of CRA.
The ninth edition of the prize award ceremony in Kozi in the Yebekolo North clan of the Nyong and Fumu Division grouped other development actors of the village who came to support the CRA Development Association in the promotion of excellence. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News, Center.
Municipal and administrative authorities in Fundong, Boyo Division of the Northwest, have emphasized that education is the fundamental right of every child that must be guaranteed even in times of armed conflicts. In a move to ensure that such rights are protected, the Fundong Council has organized a series of sporting activities which brought together hundreds of youth in the municipality who have been challenged to be promoters of peace and bearers of back-to-school messages. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from Fundong.
Hundreds of youth, some bike riders and other students and pupils, squeezed their way into a makeshift stadium in Government Technical High School Fundong, a setting which Mayor Dennis Awonda argues is strategic for the drive to promote mainstream education in the area.
The population of the Fundong have resolved to get their children educated. That is why for the past years, the central schools have been filled with students and pupils. My prayer is that there will be a spillover to villages, so that together we will go back to the school population that we had before the crisis started.
Not far away from the sporting venue, where in the football finals, Royal Kings FC thrashed Cruise FC 4-1, is the refurbished government by Lingua High School Fundong, whose roofs were burnt down years ago by non-state armed groups, thereby justifying the message for peace from the senior divisional officer for Boyo, Saidu Musa. While the central part of Fundong remains peaceful, its periphery and other areas in the division, like Belo and Ginicom, are still facing security challenges of varying levels. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Fundong.
Over in the littoral region, several illicit products such as drugs and sachet whiskey, as well as 45 motorcycles without documents, have been seized in Puma, Sanaga Maritime Division of the littoral. This was during an exercise to secure peri-urban and rural areas as prescribed by the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie, dubbed Operations Tentacles. Details with Scholar Maloke.
According to officials of the National Gendarmerie in the littoral, Puma subdivision has recently become the center of insecurity. It was thus to reassure the population that this operation was carried out, especially at this time of back-to-school preparation. Colonel Pemepiel Bikel is commander of the littoral Gendarmerie Legion.
We want to reassure the population of the presence of the National Gendarmerie and also to discourage all who have in the past tried to attack vehicles on the national road number 3.
The operation tentacles over the weekend enabled the gendarmerie officials to arrest 153 people, amongst whom were 78 without national identification documents, which the commander of the Littoral Gendarmerie Legion, Emepiel Bikele, says is a very important document which every individual is supposed to own. Other items confiscated are 45 motorbikes without documents, vegetable oil, sachet whiskey, contraband fuel, among other products sold illicitly. The action by the National Gendarmerie has been appreciated by the population. Delinquents and other highway bandits have been warned as forces of law and other are out keeping watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
You are listening to the 7 p.m. newscast on the national station. And as you heard in one of our lead stories, just few years into their training, pioneer students of the Congo-Cameroon Interstate Universities are already developing mind-leveling and innovating startups likely to revolutionize different domains like medicine, robotics, and agriculture in the nearest future. Our reporter, Aze Clarence, sees the advantages these startups offer are promising for the development of agriculture in Cameroon.
A handful of digital engineering students at the Congo-Cameroon Interstate University have been thinking their brains out of the box to be engineers of solutions to farmers, like maximizing plant density, providing optimal nutrient solutions, and monitoring via artificial intelligence.
My name is Lambu Fola Rafaela Rose. I'm a year 4 student, and I'm presenting the startup Vertical Farm. Vertical Farm is a project that uses vertical agriculture and combines it with a modern agricultural technique, a hydroponics, and then add to it computer science.
Like the group of two, another made up of 12 students have designed the Agro Online project led by Stael Nubisi Kwichi.
Agro Online is actually an innovative project aiming to accompany people in the agricultural sector, both in production, conservation, and even commercialization of their products. We have invented a system that can be installed in the farm. The system will be all about supervising the growth process of plants.
With the laying of the foundation stone of the construction of an incubation center at the International Advanced School of Digital Engineering, the Sang Milima campus of the Congo-Cameroon Interstate University is fast positioning itself as a pole of excellence for the training of human capital for the development of the digital economy in the CEMAC zone. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Sang Milima.
In continuation of the in-depth section, we visit the back-to-school preparation in the CEMAC South region despite the rising levels of unemployment. And we continue with this report saying, according to economists, youth unemployment is a major setback to economic growth in the economic community of Central Africa, CEMAC today. The International Labour Organization, ILO, the unemployment rate in the CEMAC South region today stands at 40%. Staffman Go Henry, in the following analysis, looks at the situation of the six countries in the CEMAC region.
Statistics from the International Labour Organization, ILO, indicate that youth unemployment rate in the Economic Community of Central African States, CEMAC, today stands at 40%. Out of the six countries, which are Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, Congo, Central African Republic, Chad, and Cameroon, the country with the lowest unemployment rate is Cameroon with 14.8% for youths aged between 25 to 35 years and graduates from higher institutions of learning. Cameroon, where the youths, according to statistics from the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, constitute 10 million of the about 30 million population. Equatorial Guinea today has 16.5% of the youth unemployment rate, 22% of the youths of Chad are jobless, 25% in Congo, and 24.2% in the Central African Republic. This is attributed to inflation, high cost of living, and a drop in activities in the petroleum sector. The growth rate in the CEMAG region has reduced to 1.7% in 2003 from the 3.1% in 2002. But there is hope in the horizon, as economists indicate that the rate in the sub-region can move to 3.3% before the end of this year if rural exodus and other phenomena which are affecting the economy of the CEMAG zone with a population of over 51 million inhabitants are dealt with.
Our guest on the 7 p.m. today is the president of the CEMAG Youth Association, Bello Yaoba. In a telephone chat with Rigobe Mania, says the problem of youth employment, unemployment in the CEMAG region is cumbersome.
It is a sector which faces challenges which are both numerous and complex. Among these challenges, the lack of sufficient economic opportunities to absorb the growing number of young people in the labor market. In addition, the education systems in certain countries in the CEMAG zone are not always adapted to the needs of job market, which create a gap between the scale of young graduates and the expectation of employees. Mr. Maniga, let me talk about the informal sector, which employ many young people in our sub-region. The predominance of informal sector in the CEMAG zone does not always guarantee decent working conditions or professional development prospects for young people. For example, the lack of quality infrastructures, access to financing and support for young entrepreneurs also constitute an obstacle for the development of young employment in our sub-region. And lastly, Mr. Maniga, let me tell you that the mobility of young people within the CEMAG zone is often hampered by some obstacles and language barriers which limit their possibilities of accessing jobs in other countries in our sub-region. To meet these challenges, it is essential for CEMAG authorities to put in place appropriate public policies to strengthen partnership between different actors. I mean, government, private sectors, civil society, and to further promote young entrepreneurship. Mr. Maniga, you want also to know what we do on a daily basis as a leader. We as youth leaders work to address our grievances to the CEMAG authorities first so that the free movement of people and goods becomes a reality. When people cannot move freely in our CEMAG zone, so even getting some opportunity will become very, very difficult.
That was the president of the CEMAG Youth Association, Bello Yaoba, in a telephone chat with Rigobe Maniga. On to other news stories. Stakeholders involved in the promotion and reinsertion of persons with disabilities have been urged to work hand in glove with the government to ensure the respect of the rights of this category of people. Governor Nasiru Paul Biya was speaking in Yaoundé while presiding over a meeting in line with this year's edition of the regional ordinary session of the National Commission for the Rehabilitation and Socioeconomic Reinsertion of Persons with Disabilities. Ghislaine Kwa reports from Sierra TV Center.
The meeting in Yaoundé can be considered a milestone in government's resolve in fighting social exclusion and also promoting the UN Convention on the Rights of the Disabled. Evelyn Angongwi Nongye is a member of the Platform for Inclusive Society.
We are happy that the definition of disability has gone up from charity to the human rights approach.
The sensitization of the public on the convention is amongst the objectives, as highlighted by Gladys Gladys Wobiet, service head at the Regional Delegation of Social Affairs.
We have to mobilize partners to development, organization of persons with disabilities and persons with disabilities themselves for a significant implementation of the convention.
Chairing the session, Governor Nasseri Porbeyo of the center urged stakeholders to be proactive in order to improve on the condition of the disabled.
If there is any opportunity, any way, commission looking into all the aspects of the law, which up to now have not yet been looked into or taken into account, they should bring it out so that we can suggest and inform the ministry in charge of the handicapped persons.
The meeting was in line with this year's regional ordinary session of the National Commission for the Rehabilitation and Socioeconomic Reinsertion of Persons with Disabilities. Ghislaine Kua, CRTV Center.
The president of the Vina High Court in Goundiri, Adamawa region, has underpinned the invaluable role of lawyers in the judiciary chain in a state of law like Cameroon. Blondel Bitumu made the recommendation during the oath taking of intern lawyers from different chambers in the presence of the sitting batonier Mba Eric Mba. Ayub John Ashu completes that story from Goundiri.
Je suis comme avocat stagiaire.
In all solemnity, the special audience for the swearing-in of 14 people lawyers held at the Vina High Court, where the presiding president of the jurisdiction, Blondel Bitumu, admonished diligence in the exercise of their duties in all fairness and impartiality. Coming 10 years after the last in 2014, the oath-taking paves the way for the lawyers to represent their titular chambers in audiences, hence the call by the batonier of the Cameroon Bar Association for Professionalism, Mba Eric Mba.
We should all give them the support not to induce them into errors and all of that, and we'll have better justice. Let them look more on professionalism, let them get themselves humbled and be trained, and money shall come later on.
A new professional page therefore opens for these lawyers who have undergone 2 years of internship in different chambers.
By the hard work, hearing what our teachers gave us, we try to do our best and everybody is very happy.
The senior division officer from Vina, Nobek Valerie Kwela, enthusiastic family members and a host of legal minds witnessed a special audience suspended just after the oath taken. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
On to foreign news. Tunisia's Electoral Commission has approved three candidates to run in the next month's presidential election, ignoring a court ruling to reinstate three others. Among those approved are President Kais Saied and a candidate called Ayachi Zamel, whose campaign team had earlier said he was arrested. President Saied faces accusations of trying to restrict the number of those allowed to run against him. And on to sports, Cameroon has emerged as the best men's bodybuilding team at the just-ended Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships in the capital of the Philippines, Manila. Four of the 10 bodybuilders who represented Cameroon won more than one gold medal, while three other athletes won two silver and one bronze. Chiso Thierry, who won two gold medals in Bermuda Junior and Bodybuilding Junior, told our reporter Harrison Ashotiko on a telephone chat that he is proud of his achievements in the championships. Let's have a listen.
I'm so happy. This is one of my greatest moments. Bringing back home two gold medals in my category because I competed in two categories. Very happy. Me representing the country and doing great results. The competition was really tough because I was standing with some of the greatest athletes all over the world because many countries came for the competition. I did my best and I worked hard for it.
Onto these press releases from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance hereby informs users, import-export operators and the general public that from September 16, 2024, dock dues, taxes and related VAT will be automatically calculated and collected via CAMSIS, Cameroon Customs Information System, Customs IT System. Thus, all members of the Stevedores Union are invited to the IT division of the Directorate General of Customs in Douala, not later completed on September 2, 2024, with all the information required for the necessary configurations, that's bank details, authorizations, attestations of taxpayers' registration, etc. The Minister of Finance therefore invites all those wishing to obtain further information on this reform to contact the IT division of the Directorate General of Customs in Bonanjo or the Directorate General of Taxation in Yaoundé. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for the submission has been extended to December 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Proceedings. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service +237 691 881 881 specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. newscast, in which you heard that the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, left the nation's capital, Yaoundé, today and rode to Beijing, China, where he will join other African leaders for the 9th Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. In our in-depth section today, we visited the back-to-school preparations in the Semak sub-region, despite the rising levels of youth unemployment. And in sport, you heard that Cameroon has emerged as the best men's bodybuilding team at the just-ended Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships in Manila in the Philippines. The 7 p.m. news was produced by Vanessa Woodnan-Sinamo with technical assistance from Daniel Mamiya, while Rollins Fabrice Bobon is keeping the books. For presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Akbo.